Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Jessica. And we're two sisters momming, homeschooling, adventuring with our kids in the Pacific Northwest.
We are by no means experts, but we love to chat about what is and isn't working in our own lives.
Join in the conversation at homeschooladventurespod@gmail.com.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good.
It's been a rough last week for the people in our area.
Yes. The fires have been ridiculous.
Yeah. So sad to hear like some of the stories that have come out about people losing their homes. And
yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
We've been fortunate enough that we aren't super close to the fires. We've just kind of been dealing with the smoke aspects of it.
Which has been terrible.
Yeah. We've been like kind of like having to hide out in our house until it
They're saying it wasn't safe to be outside.
Yeah, we were super lucky that we had a bunch of rain and it's cleared up. And
yes. Thank goodness. It has to help outside. With the fires too.
Yeah.
To have all that rain.
Exactly.
Let's hope. But yeah. It's been crazy.
But you were out of town.
Yeah, we got you out just it really in nicely. Time. Yeah, didn't plan on it, but it just worked out well. But as we were heading out of town, we couldn't believe. Like, you could barely see off to the side of the road. The smoke was just so thick. But
it makes me so sad for our forest. I don't even want to think about
all the places we love that have been destroyed. It's really hard to think about.
Yeah.
But we made it to Montana, and there wasn't smoke like the first couple of days that we were there, but then it's like it started to drift in a little bit. So It's crazy how it traveled.
So it wasn't like super bad for you guys, but it did affect like the views and stuff.
Yeah, it was hard to like, you know, the pictures just didn't really like do it justice because there was like a layer of smoke over everything, but it was still so beautiful and we had such a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like a week of camping, like nothing beats that.
You're a serious camper if you can do it for a week. That's amazing.
I mean, like growing up, our camping was super primitive.
Yeah.
So it's nothing on that level. I mean, we stayed at this beautiful like resort, like RV resort. So there was a lake and they had showers and indoor plumbing.
I don't remember ever having a shower.
No.
We would do it for like a week sometimes.
Yeah, we would.
I think we did one in Roosevelt. That was like forever. So
yeah. So it's not that level of camping. That's so I'm not that hardcore.
But still.
But yeah, it was still so much fun. We just like camping. And my husband's getting really good on cooking over a fire in his cast iron skillet. So.
Yes, that is our favorite part of camping now is when we go with you guys. He cooks all the meals and it's fantastic.
I know, it's great. Like I get out of cooking and we probably ate like way too much heavy food. But it was still so
not
much fun.
Possible. So, yeah, that's what we've been doing this week is just kind of dealing with the smoke and being indoors.
Stuck inside.
Yes.
But your kids have been, like, so creative. They have an incredible Lego village that they made.
You go through, like, a couple rough days where they're just like, wait, what are we supposed to do? And then the creativity just kind of sparks. They have, like, a full-on Lego village in their room right now.
It's elaborate. Like, it is so crazy cool.
I think they gave you a full tour.
Yes, they did, via FaceTime.
Yes. So they're doing great with that. So we're happy to be finally able to leave the house. But being indoors made their boredom, I mean, being so bored made them find things to do.
Yeah, I mean, everyone says that. And you do have those moments where, like, you see it for yourself. But it's hard to get past those, like, little bits of –
definitely.
Like where they're at each other's throats and they're like complaining 24/7.
Oh yeah.
But if you can get past that, there's really like
better
great stuff at the end.
Yeah. And then I've just been doing an online doula training. So that's kind of kept me busy when I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to get out of the house.
And you're killing it. Like, I can't even believe how far you are.
I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, it's not like you have a newborn or anything, but you're still getting it done.
Yeah, it's been fun. I've been really enjoying it. So it's kept me busy and
yeah,
we're surviving the smoke, and it's over finally.
You were just like inspired from having your home birth.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like sparked this, right?
Definitely. Yeah. I probably should have hired a doula myself, but I love learning about it and all the aspects of birth. And I don't know, I've been really into it. So I'm going to just keep cruising through and hopefully I'm certified soon.
That's amazing. Yeah. Such a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
So we're going to talk about preparing to plan. I mean, I guess that's a little bit.
That sounds excessive. But... I know. Yeah.
But like how we kind of get ready to plan, because I know we're a little bit late to the game.
Right. I think everybody's already like ready to go.
I think everyone's school year is in full swing. But as we said, you just had a baby. I just moved. We just got back from vacation. So
yeah,
we're just kind of getting into the planning stages.
We're figuring it out still.
Yes. So we're going to just kind of talk about what we do to get ready. So what about you guys?
I mean, there's a lot of our curriculum that we're still kind of working through. Like, we still are working through Beautiful Feet's history curriculum and a lot of the stuff we're still going through. So it's not like I've had to completely re-go through everything. I do want to eventually, when I get my bearings, get through and go through all of our stuff and kind of make like a more solid plan of what our weeks are going to look like. But for right now, it's just kind of been continuing to go through what we've already been working on. Like I said, during the summer, we still kind of do a little bit of lessons here and there, not as much as we typically do, but that's what we've been doing so far. And then there was a couple of new curriculums that we've added in. So I think we have all of the stuff we're going to be using. It's just now more so getting into a schedule of how it's going to flow into our week.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Like putting all the pieces together so they flow better. So you just kind of like did a mental inventory of like what you thought was working and what you wanted to change up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then like with our, specifically like with science, we've been doing a science curriculum that I like. Can't even tell you what the name of it is right now, but it's a great one, but it does require like a lot of like I have to read through the whole lesson first, and there's a lot of things that I kind of have to set up. So
it's not open and go.
No,
at all.
Not at all. But it's a great one. I feel like there's a lot there that my kids can learn from, but
just maybe not the right time for that kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. So I know it's something that we will eventually start adding into, but I let them go through the Good and the Beautiful's different nature curriculums, mm-hmm. and they both kind of agreed on one. So we're doing botany this year.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, this is like the first curriculum from them that we've purchased. And
how do you like it?
It's so open and go,
that's
which
great.
Is what I need right now. So they've been loving it, and I loved it. So
good.
It's been good for us so far.
I think that's like so important to like – remember is just because like a curriculum didn't work out right now doesn't mean that it's not ever going to, like,
exactly.
Everything has like a time and a season, so you might come back around to it or not, but
right,
you know, it still served you well. Mm-hmm. Right.
And she just did an awesome thing with her, I don't know if it's with all curriculums, but specifically with the botany one that we've been doing, she's added in like a way to turn into more of like a seventh or eighth grade level too, so then I know like we can come back to it again too if we wanted to,
right? And even as they get much older, that's
exactly.
cool.
Yeah, so there's just been a few things like with science. We've added in some stuff with the Tuttle twins. Have you heard of that?
Yes, we did read one of those books years ago, and I thought maybe we were not quite ready for it, but I mm-hmm. did love it.
Yeah, we started with one because I didn't know how I was going to go over, so we started with the law. And my son ate it up. He loved it.
Yeah.
My daughter not as much, but she, yeah, they both loved it for the most part. She kind of would come and go, but we got two more. So we're going to kind of continue to go through those and loop those in since they're still enjoying it.
And those are like a series, right? A
yeah.
book series?
They're not a long read. They're pretty short. I think we broke it up into like two different reading sessions, and so that's more like kind of economics. And so
yeah, they have cover like a lot of those trickier topics, and then they just kind of break it down into like
exactly
kids
yeah.
style.
Exactly. It covers big topics and puts it in more of a comprehensive way that kids can understand it.
Yeah, I know a lot of families that use that and really love it. Yeah. So I'm hoping you can add that back in.
I recommend it. So what have you been doing?
Well, not a whole lot.
Same.
We have been kind of just keeping up with what we were doing like over the summer and last year, here and there. And we haven't really done a lot to prepare for like the new school year. I did have like a little meeting with my kiddo, mm-hmm. and just kind of did like a review of the last year and what he liked and what he didn't like.
That's such a great idea. Yeah. It keeps them involved and makes them feel like they're, you know, having a say in everything.
Yeah. I wasn't sure like if he would just be annoyed listening to all my questions, but he got really into it and he was like, oh, nope, I did not like spelling. I did not like what we used for that. So that was out. Now I've got to find a new spelling
program.
It makes
it so much easier than when you go back through to be like, okay, this is something that I need to switch out.
Yeah, I mean, because I have the things that I kind of like want to keep doing and didn't really like, but it was nice to just get like his input, like what is he actually enjoying and what is he not? Because obviously, like if he's not enjoying it, what's the point in doing it?
Right.
So he also told me a lot of things he wants to learn about, most of them science related. I think he said like magnets and bugs and lots of science experiments, he said.
That's
so
awesome.
Since those are my absolute favorite thing to do, it's going to be super easy.
Oh, yeah.
So we just kind of like went over everything and I have all of that information gathered. And then, like I had said before, we decided not to do the two big full days of lessons. So mm-hmm. we kind of came up with a tentative schedule for this new year of like days that we're going to do lessons and when we're going to do field trips and when we're going to get together with you guys.
Right.
So we came up with like a tentative plan and schedule that we have yet to kind of follow,
mm-hmm.
but we have ideas. And then what I like to do once I have all of this is just kind of sit down by myself and I just do like a web with, you know, his name and then all of his likes and dislikes and kind of come up with curriculum based on that. Like, what is he super interested in? We're going to dive like into those kinds of things.
I think that's one of the best parts about like homeschooling is you can customize a curriculum like based on your kiddo and not just like a, you know, like a one size fits all.
Yeah. That's what I love about it is we've really been able to like tailor make it to him.
Yeah, and then that kind of instills, like, a love for learning if they're learning about things that they're actually interested in.
Right, and you can kind of cut off the things that they aren't and table those for later or find a new way to
incorporate it.
Yeah, incorporate mm-hmm. it. And I just, like, for him, he wants everything to be, like, fun and exciting. So it's a challenge to find ways to do that. Not everything can be fun and exciting, right. But we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of just like how I look at it. And then I usually come up with a theme or something that I really feel like we could use.
Well, you're great about like a word. Like a yeah. word. Yeah.
I think wellness was my word for this last year. Mm-hmm. And I think we're kind of going like a service or character-driven route for this next year. That's kind of like what I'm leaning towards.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. It's been hard with the quarantine to find opportunities to serve, mm-hmm. like outside of like, you know, like family in our small groups. Mm-hmm. We're used to being like with our church and having a lot of opportunities to serve that way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We've just kind of gotten out of the habit and we haven't really looked for opportunities to serve. So I feel like we can use some of that.
Yeah.
All of us can.
Especially with Christmas coming up. I feel like that's always when we find like,
there's so many opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully we find some good ones.
Right.
Okay. So do you have any ideas for this next year?
So I've found that certain things, like, especially with my son, he loves games. My daughter's been really getting into them too.
He loves games.
So yeah, if I can find games that incorporate things we're learning about or working on, there's great math games and stuff. It's a win for him. So I came across this this like Facebook group. It's called Game Schooling.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, and they have like the greatest ideas. A lot of the games that we've already been playing are on there, but they have great ideas for like specific subjects and stuff. So like,
yeah, doesn't it break it down by subject?
Exactly. Oh, like cool. They give great ones for like math. So like the Scrambled States of America. So
oh yeah, we've been doing that one for a while. That's I've heard so
that
great.
That one's awesome. So that's like games like that is what we're hoping to kind of incorporate, and I think it'll make it more fun and he'll be more into it. And
yeah,
yeah. So that's definitely something that we're going to be weaving into her curriculum this year.
That's awesome. He's going to love that. I mean, he asks to play games like every time I see him.
All the time. He's such a game guru.
And the cool thing about games is like it has an age on there, but we've learned with our kids that they can pretty much figure it out or have like a helper.
Right. I mean, my 5-year-old can play the same games that, you know, my 8-year-old can play. There hasn't been really anything that I've felt is above her head, really. Like certain games that like require more reading and stuff. I mean, she can always get helper with that and stuff. But
yeah, like we played Scrambled States of America for years now, and we were playing it before my son knew how to read. And it's a game that you have to know how to read to play. Mm-hmm. But we just kind of made some adjustments where
I think there's always ways you can tweak it a little bit and make it work.
Where I just like read for him and it worked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about you?
Well, I really haven't nailed down a lot of what we're doing, but something that we're doing that's like working right now is for geography. We've been doing letters from afar for a while now.
Loving those.
Yes. I think they're so beautifully illustrated and full of so much information. And before we were reading through the letter and then we would get out our maps book, which is fantastic. And I love it so much. We would get that out and then we would look it up on the map and then go to the page and kind of read some of the things on there because that book is full of detailed information. And
the illustrations alone, my kids.
Yes. You could look at them for so long.
Exactly.
So we were doing that for forever. And I don't know what happened. I think one of the letters had a place that we couldn't really find any information on the map for. And so we just kind of started going through the letter and looking up additional information. So when she would talk about a specific like city or place that she had visited, we would go into Google Maps and we would see pictures that, you know, on Google Maps, they have like pictures that people have taken there. And then you can do a lot of places you can do like some panoramic views of. And
that's a great idea.
Yeah. Zoom in really close and check it out. So we've been doing that. And then like if she mentions food, we'll look up on YouTube some videos of like how that's made and what the recipe is. And then something else we've kind of done with that is like this last one, she was from Africa that we read and she talked about a wildebeest like migration. So we watched a whole bunch of videos on the wildebeest and that, and it just kind of brought it to life.
Yeah, exactly. And expand on it. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Because before I feel like we would learn about this country a little bit and it just didn't seem like it was really like memorable or sticking. Yeah.
Yeah. I think doing things like that makes it stick way better.
Yeah, it's been fun because there's no prep work on my part. We just have my phone handy while we're reading the letter and we'll stop and just check something out.
That's a great idea. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, there was another part that had like this disgusting flower. I think it's called the corpse flower.
Oh.
Yeah. And it like made like it spawned this like rabbit trail that we went on because we started looking at videos of the corpse flower and
no way
and we started
looking when stuff like that happens just organically.
So that's been really fun, although my son was very disturbed by like watching it eat a little mouse. It was a little disturbing, but
oh my goodness,
that's
a great one.
That's something we'll keep doing. Okay, so you know what I'm going to ask you.
What am I obsessing over?
What are you obsessing over?
So I just kind of like blew through an entire series because I could not put it down. And it's totally not something I would typically read.
Yeah.
But it's called, I think the whole series is called the Selection series. But it's just like a girly little
cheesy girly good one.
Totally.
Sometimes you need those kinds of reads.
Yeah. I mean, I blew through the whole series because I couldn't put it down. So
okay, how many are in the series?
So the first three, and then it kind of goes a different direction. But I read the first three. But I know there's more that she's kind of expanded on, the author. But I loved it. So that's if awesome. Anyone is looking for an easy read,
sometimes you just need that, especially like with things so crazy right now in the world.
Totally.
It's kind of nice to just take your brain away from all of it.
I really liked it. That's good. What about you?
Well, I've been doing a lot of preparation work for the class I'm teaching in our Commonwealth. I love saying it so all fancy. So I came across something called CNN 10. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of geared towards older kids. I'm not exactly sure what the age it's for. Like, I don't know how mature it is, but all of the videos that I have seen so far seem like a pretty appropriate for, I would say, like maybe 8 and up so far.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 10 minutes of news that's not all just like crazy. It's supposed mm-hmm. to be pretty like unbiased, and it just gives you some really good current events that you can kind of spring off of. And
isn't it shorter clips?
Yeah, too? It's short clips. It's just a couple of news stories. It's over in 10 minutes, and I don't know. It's like been really cool because you can kind of use it to talk about things that are going on, and it doesn't feel like icky like sometimes the news can feel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I really liked that, and I'm thinking about doing it with my son this next year too. So we'll see how that goes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much out there right now. So just like a tiny little clip, yeah. I feel like.
I have been very like nervous. I'm not really a news watcher to begin with, but I've been very nervous to kind of even let any of that stuff in. Mm-hmm. We talk about things that are going on, but I don't know. I just, it seems like it can be all bad on the news.
Exactly.
So. That's this might awesome. Be like a more gentle way of inviting current
we'll
events.
We'll have to tell our niece about it too.
She's yes. Very into She's that. Very current on all of her.
Oh, yes.
All of her. What do you call that? Like all the stories that are out all there. The all stories, the things all the going
politics,
on.
Politics, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess until next week.
Until next week. Bye.